Welcome to this episode of SMP Stories. I'm your host, Director of Training, Ryan Coyman. And with me here today is one of our sales experts, Chris Villa. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Hello, hello. Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Awesome. Well, thanks for making the time out of your busy schedule to come join us here. So, as I just alluded to, you're on a sales team. Which sales team is that?
I am with the AutoZone team.
Okay. And where are you located?
I'm located in Arizona, but I do cover multiple states within my region.
Probably the Southwest.
Correct, correct. I do cover the Southwest. Anything around that touches my state is where I cover.
Okay. So being the AutoZone is a great temp control or air conditioning customer. I'm suspecting that that plays in quite well with your role there in sales.
Correct, correct. Especially since all of my surrounding states are hot states. So it works out perfectly, especially being out here in Arizona, where they had a record year for, being over 110.
A man with a great strategy. I love it. And one of our other salespeople sent me a text earlier this summer. I believe it was like 116, and they had a message on the dash of their car from the ADAS system saying it was not working due to the excessive temperature.
Yep, it's a common thing out here.
Yeah, wow. So how long have you been with Standard Motor Products?
I have been here for 5 years now.
Okay. Well, that goes fast. I remember when you started here, and And what were you doing previously?
Previously, I was working for Disneyland as an assistant manager in attractions, as well as working for an apartment management team and guest services, as well as leasing apartments.
Okay. Wow. So quite a wide variety of expertise and knowledge here. So how did you end up at Standard? From Disney to Standard. I mean, that's a transition.
Yeah, it definitely was. My father has always been in the auto business since I was a kid, and growing up, going to the store with him on the weekends, just grew a passion for me within auto. I actually studied to be a tech, but I found out that it was more of a hobby for me than a career. But after a while, I decided I wanted to go back into the auto business, and there happened to be a spot open within Southern California with Randy Dorman, and the rest is history. Now I'm here. I got to meet you and a ton of amazing people within this company.
Awesome. Yeah, so you started in on the traditional side and then made the leap over to the AutoZone team when the expansion happened, 2 years ago now, something like that?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. So if for a lot of our listeners who may not be familiar with a sales role, what does a typical day look like for Chris Villa?
So my typical day is I'm working closely with their regional commercial sales managers, scheduling field work with their team, riding along with their territory sales managers, visiting their customers, as well as educating their commercial sales managers and their counter guys, just about what our product is, how to properly sell it, as well as answer any questions they may have, whether it's regarding our brand, what I do for them, anything to help them and make them be ready to succeed.
Awesome. So that's probably a little different than what you're seeing in the traditional sales role.
Yes. Where with the traditional side, I was working very closely with the owners, the territory sales manager, and then working with their counter guys too. It's nice seeing both sides, especially seeing the aspect of actually working with an owner, but also working with a different type of team where they give you that support as well as really want your support. And both sides have been amazing to me.
Yeah, I'm sure on the traditional side, as you said, you're working with the owner. You're getting them to place an order with our product line and communicating and placing that order for them and making sure it happens. Now, on the retail side, a lot of it's done at the executive level or headquarter level. And you're out there, as you mentioned, just educating the people, helping them support our product lines, right?
Correct. Correct. Yeah. That was the biggest, difference and a challenge for me was getting used to knowing the process of the retail side, because I was so used to, putting the product in there, suggesting, what to do, dealing with the overstock returns, anything that had to do with our business getting into their shelves, where now, like you said, it is dealt with our corporate team. So that was a big change, but it's been a good change.
Yeah. And as you mentioned earlier, you've kind of been in the automotive industry your whole life in some way, shape or form. And, I think your passion for working in vehicles and the thought of, being a technician at some point has probably greatly come into your favor in this role also.
Yeah, no, it definitely has. Especially just being able to communicate with the shop techs and, try to get down to any questions they have. But the lovely thing is, if I don't have the answer, we do have a lovely tech line that I can send them to. So that's the best part.
No, and that's what makes Standard Motor Products great, right? It's all the support that everybody lends, not just the face that the customer sees. But yeah, knowing that you've got a tech line that you can refer them to answer questions, and, even the tech line, they'll run back and talk to one of the engineering teams or one of the product managers or one of the trainers nearby and help get that answer there. So yeah, it's truly a team effort and you get to be the front runner of it.
Yeah, it's very nice.
So I'm sure, like, even as we're recording this, you're up early in the morning in your time zone and strategically planning your day, probably a lot of windshield time driving through the different territories and working with people, and probably some very long days or long weeks in this role.
Yeah, my average drive is about 6.5 hours for most of my locations. You're absolutely right. It is a lot of windshield time, but I love what I'm doing, and it takes over everything, because if you don't love what you're doing, it makes it much more difficult to enjoy it and be able to handle something that's so taxing on your body and mentality and all that.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, that windshield time is good to catch up on some phone calls, work on a little bit of further scheduling, and also probably even educate yourself. And that's one thing I appreciate about you early coming into the company. A lot of the questions and desire to learn more about our stuff, and even jumping in to do a mass airflow presentation, like, right out of the box. Remember that?
Yep. It was fun, but, it's just one of those things where unless you ask questions, you're not going to be set up for success. And that's why I like to do the same thing for the AutoZone team, just because I don't want them to feel they don't have the answer for their customers either.
Yep, for sure. So you kind of alluded to it a little bit already, but who else within the company do you communicate with regularly, or what sort of capacity? And, how does the salesperson work with others within the company?
Well, I do communicate a lot with my boss, just keeping on top of things, or even like, if I need a quick answer and, it doesn't have to warrant the tech line or anything like that, I'll go to him and communicate with him about things. But I also communicate with a lot of my fellow TSMs, especially from my old team. I communicate with John Martinez and Steve Wolf a lot. I talk probably the most with Steve. I mean, I run things by him, whether it's auto questions or just personal. I actually consider him probably one of my really good friends in life now, just because, we've gotten so close with work, but also just talking and getting to know each other. The best thing is communicating with your team, whether it's just a professional side of things, but it's nice when you also get that personal side of things as well.
Absolutely. And I was involved with teaching a class at a university just this week. And that was one of the things we talked about, the importance of mentorship and just having somebody other than your boss to call to run stuff past and just to glean their experience. And I've got numerous ones in my life that have been very instrumental. And it's great for you to have Steve and John to call. And like you said, run stuff by, like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. How's that worked for you in the past? Or, share your perspective with me.
It's one of those things too, where I've kind of tried taking on that mentorship role as well for one of our newer, I shouldn't say new, because he's been now with our team for about a year and a half now, I believe. But yeah, I've tried taking along that task of being a mentor and giving them all the tips and tricks I have, as you know, I was recently the new guy on our team, but also being that I've only been with the company for 5 years, I still know what it's like to be new. And I try passing along all that knowledge, whether it's, hey, make sure to keep a cooler of water inside your car, or just make sure that you have all your paperwork in some kind of folder, or maybe try it this way when you go to present. Just different tips to help push him along as well as succeed, because that's the main thing. We don't want to have to be individuals. We want to encourage our team to be, at the same level as all of us. And that's the way we're going to strive as a company to continue to get stronger, is by helping each other out.
That's awesome. Yeah, because sometimes the old guys like myself might have some historical knowledge, but we might not be quite as relatable as somebody, in your position. And so in your example there, you're much closer in age. And like you said, you've got the relevance, right? I was in your position not that long ago. Let me share with you what I did and how it's worked and what to do and maybe what not to do. That's a very valuable part of it also.
Yeah, no, it really is.
So tell me the Chris Villa story. I think you've grown up in Southern California, if I'm not mistaken. And tell us a little bit about what makes you you.
Yeah, so I grew up in Huntington Beach, California. I went to school to be a tech within the community college that we had, Golden West, nearby. And that's where I found the passion for working on cars, but I just found that it was, again, more of a hobby for me. I have one sibling. He's older than me, but he's given me one of the best things. He gave me two nieces and a nephew, and I try to stay in contact with them as much as possible, even that I am now almost 7 hours away from them. But whether it's communicating on the phone, when I moved to Arizona, I went to tell my niece and nephew, and it was a little rough on both of us, or all of us, I should say, because, mm-hmm. It is such a difference where I'm not with them all the time like I was. I mean, I coached my nephew's little league team, and unfortunately I had to give that up, but things like that. I was always there with them, and it big difference, but we're making it work. And so one of the biggest things for me is family. I guess I'm like Dominic Toretto from Fast and Furious. It's all about family.
And it's great to keep that first and foremost though too, right?
Yeah, no, it is. But one of the biggest things for me is I love sports. Not too long ago, I was out there in New York with you and everyone for recurrent training. And I mean, it was nice. I was on the subway with Eric and Larry, and we're just talking about sports and, baseball, football, everything. And it was nice just communicating with them, as well as some of my fellow teammates out there. But sports is a big passion. Music, I love music a lot. And just really relaxing is one of the biggest things now that I'm older. And yes, I'm still young, but relaxing is one of the biggest hobbies that I have.
But the more take care of you, like you said, you've got a lot of stress and a lot of pressures throughout the week and a lot of long hours. And sometimes it's nice to just get home and chill, right? And that's the joys of sports sometimes, a good way to take your mind off of what else is going on in life and just kind of forget about the world and enjoy the game.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Another thing that helps me get my mind right is I have a dog, and you know, she's my best friend. So it makes it easy, especially when you know, all your friends and family all live in California, and you're the only one in Arizona. So.
Well, we've definitely got a lot of dog listen lovers that listen in here. So, what kind of dog do you have?
She is a rat terrier mix. She's gonna be 8 years old this year, but yeah, she's just a little small thing, and it's nice. She's also getting up there in age, so she loves to relax as well. So, you know, we'll both just be on the couch watching sports and just chilling.
Perfect. Match made in heaven.
Yep, exactly.
So have you changed your team alliances from Southern California teams to Arizona teams, or are you a fair weather guy?
You know, I would be lying if I said I haven't changed some. You know, growing up, I was a big Lakers fan, but I was never a big LeBron fan. And when they signed him, I just stopped watching basketball altogether. But once I moved, I figured, hey, the Suns are here, so I might as well be a Suns fan. And then one of the other sports that had changed is baseball. I'm still a diehard Angel fan, you know, whether they win or lose, which mainly they lose, but since the Diamondbacks are here and they're in the National League instead of the AL, I've become a fan of the Diamondbacks as well. So it's nice being able to go to a game here and cheer for them.
And you're in a fantastic location for baseball, especially with all the spring training that goes on around there.
Yeah, we have, I believe it's like eight different teams that come out here. The closest stadium to me is, of course, Angel Stadium, so it's nice. But I have been to our Peoria fields, where it's like, I believe it's San Diego and the White Sox, if I'm correct. I don't know about that second team, but I know for sure that's the San Diego Padres out there.
Years ago, actually my first trip to Phoenix, I was teaching a bunch of training classes, and typically during the day we'll work with the sales team, but they had a different conference going on that day. And ironically, I was staying in the same hotel as the Angels, and they're in the lobby and like, hey man, you looking to come watch a game today? I'm like, sure. And so they gave me tickets, and it was an awesome experience. Got to see a little bit of the White Sox out there also. And yeah, no, it's just very electric out there for a baseball fan during spring training time.
Yeah, no, and it's just packed out here at that point. Like anywhere within the big cities, whether it's Phoenix, Mesa, Chandler, Gilbert, I mean, the crowds are just flooded in there. I mean, it's very tough to get around during that time just because you got all the baseball fans, and you know, it's America's pastime, and you know, it's still going strong even with all the rule changes and things like that. But yeah, it's a lovely thing just seeing all the sports people come out and support their teams, even that these games don't matter, but to them it does. You know, it kind of gives them an idea of what the season might look like. Again, my lovely Angels tend to look good in spring training, but it doesn't always transition into the regular season.
As a Tiger fan, I know that all too well. It gets your hopes up in spring training, and then opening day they lose, and then before you know it, they're 0-10 or something.
Yep. So I'm hoping now that it's football season, that changes. But I am a Packer fan, and you know, we just lost Aaron Rodgers, so I'm not sure how we're gonna be. But I'm trying to be positive about it.
Awesome. You mentioned earlier your enjoyment for music. So what artists are you currently listening to?
So right now it's funny. I listen to Spotify all the time, and they have this new beta where it's a DJ and it automatically shuffles different songs you've listened to.
Oh, cool.
It gives you also new songs that it thinks that you might like. So I've been doing that a lot, but I mean, I listen to pretty much everything, whether it's, you know, Rise Against, if it's Taylor Swift, if it's, you know, 50 Cent or Eminem. I'm literally across the board. I like to support my fellow alumni from my high school. So Avenged Sevenfold is a big one. I actually went to school with the bass player. And then Dirty Heads is another one. They're more of a reggae ska band. My brother went to school with the lead singer. And I actually had the pleasure of coaching against him. When I was coaching baseball, his son was in the same league. And, yeah, my nephew played against them and he was out there coaching. And, you know, it was nice seeing someone, at his capacity, just being a normal dad and just coaching baseball. You know, most people would think they're just chilling in the back, you know, watching, that's it. But no, he was very involved. So it was really cool seeing that side.
Yeah. No, that's what's great about hearing these stories of people and just the experiences they've had and the people they run across too.
Yeah, no, it's been great. But yeah, when it comes to music, I just listen to anything that I feel is, I guess, the vibe for that day, especially being on the road all the time. It's just, you become a big fan of music and podcast.
Absolutely. Good. So when you are relaxing and looking out the window, daydreaming or whatever, what job sounds appealing to you, whether inside our company or somewhere outside?
Being that I am a huge sports fan, one of my passions that I had really wanted to go into was being a sports agent. You know, I always thought that would be a fun career, being that I love the game. I know a lot about, you know, the different sports. I mean, I watch pretty much anything that is a sport, you know, even golf, you know, even golf. A lot of people don't really like watching golf too much or playing it, but you know, I play golf here and there. I'm not very good. You know, I pretty much lose a whole sleeve of balls while I'm out there because, again, I'm just not good. But, you know, I would love to support those who are good at something and try to help them succeed and get, you know, set them up for life.
You know, practice yelling, show me the money.
Pretty much. You know, Jerry Maguire was a great movie, but Arliss was a great TV show, too.
Awesome. Any personal goals or achievements you'd like to share with the audience?
Yeah, I mean, well, one of them I have already achieved, but I was able to have my goal reached when I moved here to Arizona, and that was purchasing a house. You know, I'm a first time homeowner. I love it. You know, it's great to have my own space, and, you know, everything's mine. I don't have to worry about landlord or anything like that. So it's great. But the other thing is going back and working on a degree, you know, in management and, you know, trying to set myself up to succeed within the company when it arises. And I just want as much business knowledge as I can get. You know, right now I'm actually taking some classes, and one of them is computer usage and applications. And it's literally all spreadsheets. It's any kind of product that you can use within the business element. And yeah, I'm finding out there's a lot more that I didn't know, and it's just barely the first week of school. So, but yeah, it's great. Just even just getting that knowledge. I mean, knowledge is power for everyone. I mean,
absolutely. Yep. Never stop learning, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like you said, when I first met you, I mean, I was asking questions left and right, just trying to gain that knowledge from you, as well as a lot of the veterans here. Like you said, they have a lot of old time stories, but you know what? Those old time stories still, no matter what, can translate into success for you if you're open to it, you know?
Yep. And that's key, being open to it. Open ears, right? We have one mouth, two ears, and great opportunities out there if we take the time to listen.
Correct. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing once you are able to do it.
For sure. Well, just like that, our time has kind of rolled through here, but do you have any final thoughts to pass along to our audience today?
Yeah, I will go with the great words of Ted Lasso. It may not work out how you think it will or how you hope it does, but believe me, it will all work out.
Famous words to live by right there from the great Ted Lasso and relayed to us by Chris Villa here today. I know it's an audio file, but I wish you could see it. This guy's always smiling, and that's one nice thing about Chris is his infectious laughter and his smile, love for people and in life in general. So thanks, Chris, for spending some time with us here today, giving us a little bit of insight as to who you are and what you do on a regular basis, and best wishes for continued success to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it was an honor. Honestly, it's always great talking with you and just catching up.
All right. Thanks again, Chris. And to the rest of the audience, we'll catch you in the next episode.
SMP Stories.